Welcome back, daters! Hey, oh my god. So if this is your first time listening to us, which we hope not, hopefully you checked out the other two episodes.
Come on.
I am your boy, Jay Lamar.
Hi, Jay Lamar. And I am Nathan over here. What's up, y'all?
What's going on, y'all? So today's episode is Lovers and Friends.
Ooh, what does that sound like to you? Not the Usher song, tell me. Ah, no, but we ain't got a sponsorship, so we can't sing that. So today we're going to be talking about lovers, friends, everything in between. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun episode. I want to kick us off about how do you feel about having sex with your friends?
I mean, we jumping right into it today. I feel like y'all have heard enough about us.
Yeah.
And so I say this, when it comes to having sex with friends, I do not encourage to do that, nor do I partake in having sex with friends. I feel like it creates some sort of, for me at least, and knowing how certain friendships where maybe I flirted with a friend or something, you know, almost happened, it creates almost like a territorial type of situation to where you never, I feel like it blurs the lines to where you never know if they're giving you advice from a friend's perspective or they're giving you advice based on somebody that actually wants to like be in a relationship with you. I think blurring those lines are always scary when it comes to friendship and sex. So I personally do not want to have sex with my friends. I like having those boundaries where like you're my friend and that's it. What about you? And be honest.
No, see, so for me, it's not for me, it's not black and white like that. You know, it's there's a lot of gray area in there. Mm-hmm. And I only say that because they have to have a delineation between what's a friend and what's not. Like I mentioned in episode one, I built a lot of sexual relationships with people and we end up becoming we have some kind of form of rapport. Yeah. And I do consider them friends, but I wouldn't consider them, they ain't me and you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're not me and you. And at that point.
Because we not bumping.
Okay. At that point, when it becomes a deep and meaty relationship, I think there's some boundaries and there's some discipline that has to be drawn. But I know for some people, they are into that. You know, I got a couple of friends that, you know, have sexual friends and that's what they do. They go out and stuff. I do think that it does cause a bit of chaos because people are not really disciplined in their life.
Yeah.
But for me, it's not a yes or no answer. I know I'm not sleeping with any of my close friends. Mm-hmm. But I mean, for those of you who do it, more power to you. I don't know how y'all doing it with y'all mental health, but go ahead. Enjoy.
I don't feel like sexually, I would be able to handle, you know, the friendship and then sex. If we're like really, really good Judies, if we really hang out all the time, I don't think I'd be able to handle that. Have you ever felt like you wanted a friendship to turn into a romantic partnership? And if you felt like that, did it happen or did you like stop being their friend?
No, because I'm not attracted to any of my friends sexually. Mm-hmm. I'm not attracted to any of my close friends sexually. It's not something that I would be interested in. I just find that for me, I'm very disciplined in my life and I can do a lot of things. I just don't think that I should or participate in certain things. So for me, I've never been in a situation where I've liked any of my friends and I wanted it to turn into romantic connections. Then I end up knowing y'all tea. I see how y'all move.
Yeah.
I don't like how any of my friends move in dating. So it definitely wouldn't be a space for me to feel like comfortable to want to move in that way, in that direction. So for me, no. But I know a few people who it has happened to them. People who, you know, secretly, you know, have afflictions for their friends. For me, I'm not one of those people. You know, y'all my girls and that's it.
Ooh. Moment of truth.
Don't say no names though.
I'm not gonna
please. I don't want to get sued.
I'm not gonna say no names. Because it's not, yeah, well. Mm-hmm. So there was a friend in my past. Okay. You know, I think this is maybe like 10, 12 years ago. And he was straight, I thought. He was straight. That's what he told me. So I'm rolling with that. And I respected those boundaries, you know. And we started to spend a lot of time together, a lot of time together. And my friends would jokingly say, oh, that's your straight boyfriend. Look at how he treats you. You know how the men in my life treat me.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like he just fell right in line with how the men in my life treat me. But then he would make statements about when I would go on a date. Well, did they do this? Did they do that? If they ain't pay, take my car. And be joking, but then like, literally, there were times where like I would get in my car and his like card would be sitting in my cup holder.
Would you be confused? Did that confuse you?
It did confuse me because I was like, I just thought that he was just like playing this game. Like, right. We were just joking around. But then a situation happened and he expressed his feelings towards me. And this is a straight man. And he was like, I've never felt this way towards any man before.
Okay.
I don't know what this feeling is. I literally told him, like, I don't do, you know, DL, like, I'm open. So we either have to, like, end this friendship or you have to suppress your feelings. Because if you're not ready to date me in a public life or in public, then we can't be together. Yeah. And our friendship actually went on pause for years. But it went on pause because I decided to date somebody else. So he was mad. And I decided to date somebody else. I didn't see that man for probably like 5 or 6 years.
So we're here now.
We're not going to talk about that. Because, you know, we're not going to talk about that. Yeah. But that was one of my first situations to where I feel like a friend, you know, wanted me romantically.
Yeah.
And he even said it, like, he was like, I'm not sexually attracted to men. I don't know what that looks like. He was like, I've never had a man touch me in a sexual way. And it was always just like a dot, dot, dot. It was like, well, do you want to have sex? Do you want to be in a relationship? You right. know, but also I was scared because I really valued our friendship. If I had to turn the time back, I can be completely honest and transparent with myself and say that I wish I would have gave it a try.
Well, I could tell you that you would have ended up heartbroken at the end only because dealing with men who are not in their space of, you know, just being genuine about who they are, it always takes down to a tragic and toxic role.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, being the person that you are, I don't think that you would have been able to really recover at such a young age. Yeah.
That's why I said I think that the 20-something-year-old me, I think maybe should have explored it. But for whatever reason, I didn't. I trusted my gut. But I do wish, like, I could have seen what could have evolved because,
so know, if a friend said that to you now, how would you react?
I don't think, once again, we know too much of our friends, T. I have very transparent friendships. I can't name one friend that I want to see naked.
Well, I've seen all my friends naked. It's not like in a sexual way. Yeah. It's not turned.
I have no friends that I would crush on. Mm-hmm. Now, friends of friends, yes,
yeah. Associates, but those are not like really your friends, you know. But I don't even think there's anybody in my general vicinity that I'm really just like attracted to right now. Want to turn into?
You know what? If that friend came back into my life at this age, and he figured out what direction he wanted to go in, I would explore it. I would have explored it with him because thinking back on it, he met a lot of the requirements that I wanted in a partner. Mm.
Some time has passed. He's probably a different person now.
He probably is. I'm not going to lie. Like, from time to time,
You think about him?
I like check his Instagram Twitter and things like that. Yeah, see like what he doing, what he look like, all that.
So talk to me. So let's say you were a person who slept with one of your friends, right? We're gonna put a scenario out there, and this friend is consistently around. Y'all are not having sex anymore, but that was something that y'all used to do. But now you and this person are just really close. That's not something that y'all are doing. Would you tell your current partner?
Oh, I think that if I seeing that relationship going in a committed partnership, we are soon to be married, I would tell him. I would have to, because I would not want it to resurface or it slip out that me and a friend had sexual relations and my partner did not know.
Yeah.
You know, And I think that I would expect the same thing from my partner. Like, you know what I'm saying? Let me know if you slept with one of your homeboys or one of your friends.
How would you feel?
You know what? I think that... we gotta be honest, huh? I think that for me, I would be cautious. I proceed with caution. And I would watch...
Around that friend?
Your interaction with that friend. I would be very, very conscious of how you and that friend moved. You know, like, for example, me and you, we hit the streets. We go out of town together. You know, me and you will, you know, grab a hotel room together. Like, let's get a hotel room, you know, because we out and about in this city.
But if you meet us, nobody think that we sleep with
each other.
Nobody.
But I think that if my partner slept with his friend and they got a relationship like us, like a friendship like us, but then they slept together, and then he tell me they got a hotel room together.
Yeah.
I would be like, no, you need to get your own room. Right. Or you need not to go.
Really?
Yeah.
For me, I like to lead with honesty. And I like to look at how things, your relationship. If you don't give me a reason to question you, then I won't. I don't put unnecessary thoughts and stuff in my mind and make myself... anxious, because I won't say insecure. I'll make myself anxious about what's going on. If I develop those feelings, then I'll say something about it. Mm-hmm. But I don't. I want to police my man. If you told me that you and your friend used to kick it, you know, it is what it is.
I'm a Taurus, so I'm very grounded, and I like to cover all bases. Mm-hmm. So in me covering all bases, I'm also thinking about every scenario to just prepare myself for it. So naturally. Not that I'm insecure about the situation, but I am going to be cognizant of what's going on. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be like, oh, you know.
What if this person develops a relationship with you that's close? Because I always think that if your friend is, if your friend.
You want to know the instant thought?
What?
You trying to sleep with me too?
No. But
You're not about to say I banged that both of them together.
I think it's a great strategy if you have slept with your very close friend and y'all are not on those intimate levels anymore. And, you know, he's in a relationship with somebody. I think it would behoove you to develop a relationship with the other persons so that it doesn't create that confusion or it lightens the way that you feel. I know that those feelings are not your responsibility, but if you care about your friend and you want to keep peace, I think that would be the best strategy to go.
So you would feel okay if your partner has sex with his friends?
If he had sex with his friends or his friend? Now, if you just piping all of your friends and your friend group, that's not going to work for me.
Your tone has changed.
It really did. No, but I think if you had a close friend that you slept with and you no longer do that, you know, because I just feel like as gay people, we cross a lot of boundaries.
Well, I mean, if it happened at like 17, 18, when y'all were like coming up together, maybe 19, and here we are 36. No, I'm not really thinking about that.
What if it happened at 27?
I think still it would be like, okay, well, do you think y'all are done? Like, how is it? Are they in a relationship? Or are they single? It would be questions that need to be asked. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like appropriate questions. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like at the end of the day, honesty is key.
Yeah.
Like, because what I don't want to happen is I find that out on a drunken night. Or some other friends tell me that you
just throwing that tea around.
Yeah, they throwing that, and I feel like, oh my God, I should have known that. Mm-hmm. I should have been the first to know that.
How would you react if it did happen? You flip a table or throw a chair?
If I find out after that,
like if it happened like open setting, and somebody was like, oh, remember when I saw someone so used to fuck, and you just,
you know me. Yeah, I think that you don't want that reaction.
Yeah,
you want to warn me first.
Yeah,
I think also like walking into friend groups and. One of those people are your exes.
Yeah.
I think I would want to know, hey, this is my ex boyfriend, you know, or something like that. Wouldn't you want to know if you walked into your man's friend group and he used to date one of the people?
Yeah. It would throw me off, but you know, I like to keep a player and keep a gangster. I would try to act like it's not bothering me.
Yeah.
And I'm very, you know me, I'm all about strategy. So I don't like to let people see that I'm sweating.
Yeah. Text me.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Me and my friend, like, text me and sweat.
Yeah.
Like,
but I'm not going to do it in the moment. I'm going to make sure that one thing I always say is make sure that you and your partner are one accord when y'all out.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody around y'all is watching.
Yes.
You never know who
and
is
you
trying,
never know
who is looking for a crack and an opening to dig their ass in between it? Where you at.
I think I find it very interesting too that there are times where at this age, you know, people still are, you know, having sex within their friend groups.
Oh, yeah. I think it's dangerous.
I think it's very dangerous because how do you keep the authenticity of the friendship if you slanging dick and ass?
So what I've noticed is those friendships don't tend to be meat and potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't tend to be the gravy, a salad, dessert. They don't they don't tend to be friendships with a lot of strong connection, feelings. They don't tend to be they tend to be loose. I tend to feel like those are loose connections or connections that in any moment they can change.
They can change. Yeah.
They can change. I tend to see that that's what that is. Mm-hmm. I don't know any friend group or any close best friends that are currently still sleeping together and are moving about like everything is peace and fun. I think that humans are capable of a lot of things, but I feel like emotion and feelings are very confusing. And I think, like I said, gay people, we cross a lot of boundaries. You know, we overstep a lot. So
if your partner's friend came on to you.
My partner's friend.
Your partner's friend came on to you. Would you tell your partner?
This is really hard for me because I think
if one night we did Trunks, your man is there, his friend is there, your man go to the bathroom, his friend says, "So what's up?"
Let me be honest with you. I love my friend so much. If my man came and told me that one of y'all did that, I wouldn't believe him at first thought. You know, I'd be like, "What you trying to do? Like, why are you trying to get in between us?" I always choose my bitches over everything. So yeah. It'd be really difficult for me. So for me, first, I'd need three instances and I'd have to document it because for proof. I wouldn't tell him immediately because if you value friendship in the way that I do it, I wouldn't intentionally want to, you know, put that poison in your mind, you know. But if it becomes something that's consistent and I, you know, and I'm documenting everything, catching like white people at work, you just put text messages and everything, video recordings, you know, I'm documenting it. Then I can bring you proof to show that it's happening.
If my man's friend came on to me, I feel like it's my obligation to just be like, hey, I don't know if I was tripping or not, but I feel like homeboy came on to me.
You can't check it yourself?
I would want to check it myself, but I think I would want my man to like check it too. That's your friend. Mm-hmm. So it's only so much. I think only thing I would tell that person is you need to chill out because you know I'm going to tell homeboy. And that's it.
And that would be the warning for me. That'd be first.
A warning?
That'd be
no,
warning.
That's it.
And you'd immediately.
I'm telling.
Okay.
Tattletale. I'm telling my man.
I don't know. I just feel
you would
like,
keep that from your man?
I don't think it's keeping that. For me, I'm looking at it as a person. My friend always tell me that I love to keep the peace. So I try to just keep. So this is me trying to keep the peace. Like I said, I would have to have documentation, you know, in order to present that to you.
How are you going to document that if it happened at the club, though? Like,
you know, because. Like, so that would be first instances. One thing about men, I always say that we are very stupid and we'll try it. So I will get you one day. Mm-hmm. I think you can't deny proof.
Yeah.
But hearsay is very hard.
Yeah.
You know, it's all conjecture. So it's really hard to just be like, you know. Mm-hmm. So
that's so interesting because I feel like I would just feel also guilty. Like, did I do something to make that friend?
What would you feel guilty about?
I don't know, to make that friend.
If you a bad bitch, you a bad bitch. People should want you when you outside.
Yeah, but I don't want your friends to want me or say it.
Well, I mean, your friends could secretly want you to just keep your mouth closed. You don't have to say something.
So you know how I feel like we are in conversation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We talk a lot about experiences with people, dating, sex, but we're single. Do you feel like once you got into a relationship, that openness that we have in regards to your sex life would change when you got with your man?
Absolutely. I learned that pillow talking with your man and pillow talking with your friends, you gotta nip that.
Yeah.
You gotta nip that in the bud. I'm not telling you all the intimate details of my friend, like right now, like, you know, we kiki and we do a lot of stuff with different men, and I'm sending you pictures. We all send each other nudes of other people's stuff. You know, we're doing that.
But I don't do that.
Okay,
I'm not these. That
These are men that I don't want. When you are a man that I claim and you claim me, I think that there's a level of privacy that we have earned and we owe each other, and we should keep just to make sure, you know, just avoid outside stories. You know, I'm a skeptic. I don't really trust people in general.
Yeah.
So,
and that's weird because you are very. It's weird because you're not trusting, but then you're trusting.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like for me, when it comes to if I like somebody, there is limited information I'm telling you about them in the first place.
Absolutely.
You know, how was your day? It was good. What was his name? We'll talk about it later. How was the sex?
It was cool. I'll give you his name and I'll show you a picture because I want to know.
Yeah.
I want to know because, you know, give me a download.
And I feel like but when it comes to a relationship, I think I would be more, that type of information is between me and him. I don't think that I would be sharing with my partner his dick size, you know, whether the sex was good. I wouldn't be sharing all that if I'm really investing in getting to know him, because a lot of people use that as ammunition. Nathan, let's be honest, let's be clear. We've seen us tell people something about somebody sexually. Mm-hmm. Next thing we know, two drinks later, they're in their face.
Are you talking about somebody specific?
Yeah. Yeah. Is this not an open space?
Okay.
Yeah. So I think that, like, when it comes to my man, it would be a cutoff. Yeah. You know, even with our relationship, I don't think I would be comfortable.
I wouldn't expect you to.
Yeah. And vice versa.
I wouldn't want you talking about your man.
Yeah. And I think that that is important. Do you feel like, though, that in friendship, when you have a man, that you kind of shift is it okay to shift your attention more to that relationship than your friendships? Because you have a lot of friendships.
I do.
And you spread yourself thin in friendships.
Like my waist.
Yes.
I think, so, you know, like I mentioned, all I know is my friends. And so this is how I feel like. I feel like your relationships, your friendships are the first tests of how you're going to be as a person in a romantic relationship.
Yeah.
I think people think that they're going to be great people in romantic relationships when they're awful people as friends.
Yeah.
I think y'all want me to have a man so bad. Y'all will give me that peace and that space.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But also, I need space, you know, I need space. I know how to compartmentalize my life that it won't be as a situation where neither party will feel left out. And y'all gonna be busy too, so.
Yeah. I tell y'all all the time, if my man said move to Salt Lake City, I'm going. I'll call you once a month. I'll check in. Hey, I'm great. Come visit.
That's really sad.
That's true. I will focus on my man.
You jumping high, hell of a hell water to go see a man?
Not to go see a man, my husband.
Go be me. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. It's a difference. I support you. Thank you.
I support you.
How do you feel about your man being friends with your friends?
I would want them to have a relationship. Like I said, friendship is important to me.
That's what I'm saying. It's
if you don't have... if you're not cool enough to reach out to my friends to plan my surprise birthday party, then...
Okay, that's different. So I feel like at the end of the day, yes, there should be one or two of my close friends that you should definitely have some sort of contact with for a plethora of reasons. I'm talking about your man becoming friends with your friends to the point where they on the cell phone chatting, you know, that they may go grab a drink.
No, I think there needs to be some... There needs to be some space. But I do want y'all to have a rapport enough that y'all can laugh and joke.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be calling my man, but you should feel comfortable enough to be like, yo, what's up, so-and-so? How you doing? What's up with y'all? You know, little teasing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I feel like, how is this person in your life and y'all don't have a great relationship? Because what if we meet couple friends?
Yeah.
Or like me and you, we're really close and you end up dating somebody and I end up dating somebody. Are we not all going to be
cool?
Are we not all going to be cool? Yeah. You know what I mean? So that's just how I feel about it. How do you feel about it?
I think that certain friendships I value enough that they should be cordial with my partner. As far as like establishing like a real relationship, no. I have brothers.
Yeah.
Establish a relationship with my brothers.
Okay.
That means a lot more
not
to me.
Not your girlfriends.
Not my girlfriend. Like, go grab a beer, a drink with my brothers. You know, kick it with my brothers. You know, even my mom. You know, take my mom out for dinner or something like that. Establish those relationships. And then there are certain friendships. Yeah. You know, my closest best friends. Yeah, check on them. Hey, how y'all doing? Yeah, good to see you. Whatever. But it doesn't have to be you kicking it with them. Because I've been in situations before where, you know, I've included friends in my relationships and it's turned out sour.
Yeah.
You know, if me and my man bickering because you feel like you're friends of both of us, you want to jump in a conversation and you don't know what I haven't told you.
Could you date a man that didn't have any friends?
I have before. And I told you before on a previous show, like I, you know, really gravitate, introverts gravitate towards me. And so I've dated men who did not have friends. My only problem is if you don't have friendships, don't try to limit my friendships because I'm not the type of person. I joke all the time about if I got a man, I would leave y'all. Y'all know I wouldn't. I'm still, oh,
go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. But I'm still, I will come. You call me, we going to lunch, we going to dinner, we going to run, we going out, we going to kicking it. You know, I like at least once a month, you and I have to go to a club and troll through a club and have a good time. If I'm in a relationship, that's still going to happen. You know what I'm saying? So being with somebody that it doesn't have friends, I think they will also have to understand that I am an extrovert.
But, yeah.
So I'm going to go out. I'm going to talk to my friends. I'm going to be around my friends. I'm going to need that support from my friends.
I would need you to have at least one or two close confidants. I want to see how you.
Oh, yes.
I want to see how you navigate and nurture relationships that are not romantic. You know, I don't want to be your everything in anything because you won't be my everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm a very compartmentalized person. So I just, I want to see how you treat other people that, you know, that are not me. You know, I want to see, if you don't have any close friends, what does that say about your character? There's nobody that can testify about your character except your mama.
Yeah.
What if I don't like her?
You better like Miss Wilson. So I have a question. In terms of like having, taking it back to like having sex with friends, if you maybe were entering into a new friend circle and you went on a group trip and you walked into the living room and they was all busting it down, this new friend circle, would you partake?
So this is what I'm gonna say to you.
Yeah, say it to everybody.
I'm gonna get my pieces that I want, and then y'all never gonna see me again.
You were in the friendship.
Yeah, it's closed. If it's a friend circle,
a new friend circle, yes.
You know, me and my close friend in that circle will be close friend, but I'm not hanging out with that group.
What?
Well, I'm not hanging out with that group. I just
you collecting
like,
that tea, putting in your backpack. Yes,
everybody don't need to see how I mix in the, you know, in the bedroom. You know what I mean? So if I will caters myself and say, who am I close with here? What I like, I'll get what I need and then I'll leave. And then whoever I'm close with in that group, that'll be our friends. I'm not into your friendship group. I don't want to be. And I'm an independent party. I don't like girl groups. I'm very Missy Elliott. You know, I produce a track and I leave. I don't like to be in friend groups like that because it's just, I've just been through a lot of chaos and drama and stuff like that. So,
same. How would you feel though if your partner asked you for a threesome?
With who?
With one of their friends.
With one of their friends? Mm-hmm. Wait. No. Again, you can do a lot of things. That don't mean that you should.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's a boundary and a line that you shouldn't cross. Because if you feel comfortable asking me to sleep with your friend and it's better with your friend, you know, I'm human. I might dream about it. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I'm just saying, just giving you like a normal instance of anything. I also feel like that's too close to home.
Yeah, I agree.
That's too close to home. And that's very, very dangerous territory.
Yeah, I don't think, if my partner wanted to have a threesome with a friend, I think that, you know, that would turn me off from the entire situation because have you been thinking about this friend?
Yeah.
Have you and a friend done this on a regular basis? Do you feel like those threesomes in a relationship are necessary to keep the relationship going after a point in time? And if so, after what point in time?
I think people in relationships should do what they feel like, you know, works for them. I don't know how I would be in a relationship, but I know that I wouldn't immediately be in an open relationship.
Yeah.
I need foundation. I need a starting point. I do think that even though monogamous relationships mean two people, I do think that you can be in a monogamous relationship and invite people in your bedroom. And if y'all have that understanding and not going outside of that. I think if that's the way that you choose to spice up your sex life, then, you know.
How important is it for you, and thinking about this for me too, how important is it for us to know about our partner's like sexual history?
Like body counts and stuff like that. I don't care. Like, I don't care about any of those things because you might have a traumatic experience here in my body count and I don't even know it. So
not a melting. Wait a minute.
So I don't know.
I think that the most important thing to me,
yeah,
is I don't care about your body count.
I don't care.
That's none of my business.
That's none of my business.
I always do an average. To me, if you start sleeping with men at 18, if you average one man a month, that's not bad. That's 12 men a year. And then multiply that by how old you are. That's whatever. That's
I
want to
know about your sexual discipline. How you move sexually.
Sexual discipline is important. How you move and how do you move around people that you are attracted to, but you know you're in a relationship with me. That's important for me too. Do you think it's appropriate for your partner to tell you that they are attracted to somebody else?
In conversation and maybe in jest, but mm-hmm. I don't think it should become a routine that every time we outside, damn, you got a fat ass.
Yeah.
Damn, you look good. You know, not because it will make me feel any kind of way. I think it's a respect thing.
Yeah. I think it's okay. If my partner tells me somebody's attractive, that's fine. I'll probably say the same thing. You know, more likely I'm looking at their outfit anyway.
Yeah, wait, right.
But don't make it a repetitive thing. Oh, yeah, they got a fat ass. Yeah, artist. Yeah. That would irritate me. My last question is, how do you feel about your partner masturbating in a relationship?
I think that's fine. I mean, that just seems silly to me for you to be like, self-pleasure is not tied to you any emotions. You really just, some people need to jack off in the morning before they get, like, they have their day.
Yeah.
You know, even if you have sex in the morning, some people jack off like 3 or 4 times. And that's why people dick not working. But anyway, I just don't feel like, I don't feel like it's a big deal. You know what I mean? Masturbation is self-pleasure. Go ahead, have fun.
Enjoy yourself. I think that for me, quick little story before we wrap is in my early 20s, that was an issue in a relationship to where I walked in on my partner masturbating.
It was an issue for you.
It was an issue for me.
Okay.
Because it was like, did I do something wrong? I was in the next room taking a nap and I just was like walking through the house looking for him and he's in a room masturbating. And I was like, oh my God. You know,
you want him to wake you up and get it popping?
Yeah, get it popping. And like, he literally had to sit me down and say, yo, like, there are times, like, if you rest or you sleeping, and I just want to bust a good one, and I don't even want to go through the process of wake you up or just, you know, I just want to just get it out and then continue on my day, you know, that's the feeling. And him having that conversation with me was like, oh, okay, I can understand it.
Some people just jack off because it's routine for them.
Yeah, and it's routine. Yeah, yeah. But this is what I told him. Don't do it and then turn around and I want it and you like, no. Then I'm like, dang, that's not fair. You got yours.
I mean,
you better help me get mine. You better figure it out.
We get older. Some people just don't have the capacity to double up.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe wait for me in the next round or whatever. Yeah. But I think that I definitely think that age has taught me that it is appropriate and sometimes needed for people in relationships to have their own self-pleasure. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely.
As we close out, what is one dating tip that you would have for our daters this week?
Okay. Be intentional. Stop wasting people's time. I think people just date because it's fun and it's something to do and they've mastered the art of dating. Mm-hmm. But be intentional. Know that you're it's two people to tango and know that people's time, you know, and energy and understand feelings more. Be emotionally intelligent. So those are things I think that's a dating tip.
Yeah. I think for me, I think making sure you are honest going into your dating experiences, as we talk about lovers, friends, and everything in between, you don't want to be in a situation to where your lover finds out you had sex with a friend and you weren't honest about that. So I think honesty, being honest and transparent in your dating life is perfect. Okay. Well, thank you guys, for joining us on
another episode
of Want a Date, Kinda Nervous podcast. Yes,
this was so fun.
Yes, make sure y'all like, share, subscribe, follow, friend, all that. It's your boy, Jay Lamar.
And it's Nathan.
We'll see y'all again. Take care, daters.
Peace.